Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Gas Digital presents the first ever Gas Night, featuring No Need for Apologies at The Vigoist, 113 Ludlow Street in New York City, Sunday, September 17th. Doors open at 7 p.m. and Gas Digital subscribers get in free.
Let's go!
No need.
Oh! You see how that works when I push my own fucking buttons? If you can't count on nobody, count on your fucking self. Welcome to another episode.
Another splendiferous
episode.
Don't you ever forget that goddamn word.
Of No Need for Apologies. I'm the God, Dave Temple.
I'm the great boy, Jared Gaines.
And we got another great episode for you, man. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for tuning in everywhere you all have been tuning in. It has been dope. You guys have been all across the board in the live chats and the Instagram lives.
Y'all coming through, man.
Yeah, we've been going live on YouTube on Thursdays at 9 o'clock. You guys have been coming in there. So I appreciate that. And thank you guys for tuning in on Gas right
Very
now.
Very wonderful times.
And thank you for even the cheap people who wait until 7:30 on Sunday.
Look at y'all. We even love the niggas that like the cheap seats.
I get it. And listen, don't feel it. If you want to prove that you're not cheap, drop something in the super chat.
Just oh, shit. You want to prove that you're not cheap.
Yeah, just say, hey, look, I support where I can support. Drop something in the super chat.
Be like my father and pay for my senior trip.
He's trying to go to Dave and Buster's, guys.
Be like my father.
That is some weird shit dads do, don't they? Come in and pay for the fun shit.
Yeah.
Let mom say no to everything. Right. And then be like, well, what's he really want?
Yeah. Yeah. My dad paid for my senior trip.
Good. Mom pays for, like, school and shit that you don't even want to go to.
Yeah, yeah. All of the crucial
like,
shit.
Hey, guys. It's Disneyland, and you're like, "Dad is fucking sick."
Yeah, my dad took me to go to the go karts every time I went to DC. Let's do the go karts.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, so that voice you're hearing, man, that is our guest for the day, man. First time on No Need for Apologies, man.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
new to Gas, not new to the community. Very funny. Robbie Goodwin, man. What's going on, buddy?
Guys.
How you doing, man?
Yeah, dude, I'm stoked to be here. I'm on a couch.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on a fucking daytime talk show or
Absolutely,
something.
Absolutely, but it's in
the
sewer.
Yeah.
This is the turtle setup.
Oh, now I see. That's cool.
You bring them down setup. In the sewer where the rug is wet and all that. But
shouts
know,
to the turtles.
I'm going to go see the movie today, I think.
You're just now going to see the
movie?
Yeah,
I haven't seen it yet.
It's a good flick,
shit.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing.
I'm excited to
see
it.
It is, absolutely.
I heard it's great, yeah.
It's a good flick.
Were you into the Turtles growing up?
Not really, but I heard the new movie's really good. So I'm yeah.
Very good.
Out.
They did it right. They did
what
it
were
really
you into?
Good.
Are you, like, because I'm 40,
right.
So how old are you?
I'm 32, so a little,
okay, so
a
yeah, yeah,
bit
there's
behind.
A gap. And then, see, your generation got those weird animated turtle movies,
yeah.
cartoons that we don't really fuck with. We don't fully understand.
Yeah, yeah. I was more into, like, SpongeBob growing up, I would
SpongeBob?
Say.
SpongeBob?
Yeah,
okay.
Like a SpongeBob kid, I would
So
say.
You big into memes as a result of that?
Dude, I still like the memes.
Yeah,
I still
man.
Like it every time.
That meme SpongeBob culture is wild.
I love that they're still going. I'm like, hell yeah, let's bring it back.
I still get a lot of SpongeBob memes sent to me at Black Air Force One SpongeBob. Like,
oh, yeah,
constantly.
That's a good one.
There's so much stuff with SpongeBob with Black Air Force One.
All I know is that they keep playing this clip because it's the 22 anniversary of the SpongeBob when they had to sing. And they all had the outfits on and SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
His, yeah.
Yeah, the marching band.
The marching band episode. It was supposed to be a classic, and I watched. It was pretty funny.
Were you into SpongeBob at all, Derek?
My friends were, but I saw one of the movies.
Yeah?
I was like, all right. It was some funny. They said funny shit here and there.
Yeah, yeah.
Patrick
yeah.
always had a zinger.
Oh, all right, SpongeBob.
Yeah.
The older I get, the more I'm Squidward. I'm just like, I hate going to work.
I think we all get like that though. That's the one thing I get. Yeah. Like from watching SpongeBob with my kids, I would see that shit on like.
Squidward hated going to work.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was like, "What's wrong? Life is amazing." And I'm like, Squidward. Yeah, I fucked this annoying coworker who's always laughing all the time at work. Fuck him.
Squidward.
What a character.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah, no girls.
Squidward.
Yeah.
He's gay, wasn't he?
Played the clarinet. Yeah. He's incel, yeah.
He played the clarinet, so that makes you seem gay by association. Trust me, I know. I did the clarinet for 4 years.
A dick-a-ma-phone.
I had to fight to shake that stigma
Got
off.
Got that dick-a-ma-phone in your
mouth. I swing this clarinet case to let y'all know, hey, ain't shit sweet over here.
No, don't swing about a handle, though. You got to hold it by the bottom and use it like a bat or a 2x4. If you're going to use your case to hurt about, you got to hold it like a 2x4.
Yeah, you got a guy over there getting pussy playing Wonderwall and guitar, and you're like, hey guys, check out my clarinet though, you know?
Kenny G seemed to pull it off pretty well.
Yeah, but I feel like people fucked him as a joke.
Yeah, but, I guess so.
They're like, wouldn't it be funny if I fucked Kenny G?
Damn. These girls are ruthless. What if they just rode Kenny G just to say they rode
that
Kenny
G? That's what they did.
He started playing the saxophone
just
in the morning when we woke up.
Shits and giggles.
He serenaded me in the morning with a saxophone. I had to get the fuck out of there.
What a fucking loser, right? I can't believe I did that.
It was also weird because he played the soprano.
Right.
Saxophone,
yeah.
Which is like, that's
sexy.
It's a weird instrument to begin with. It's
right.
Either play the saxophone or play the clarinet. What is this weird mix?
He was an innovator.
Yeah.
But you know what I like about Kenny G? That's the only saxophone player we know.
Mm.
What you mean? Oh, nobody's famous for playing the sax?
I don't know no others. You
Clarence
know what? Who your favorite saxophone player?
I feel like all of the jazz
Kenny
people that
G
we know
stood alone.
I feel like all the jazz people that we know play the saxophone.
Oh yeah, and they're
like
very
the Miles Davises and the Coltrane.
Miles
all
played the trumpet,
but he didn't play a saxophone. Also, like if you
know Miles for trumpet,
like Quincy Jones. He doesn't play saxophone.
Quincy Jones play white women. That's what he does. We watched the show.
But Quincy, he's an orca. He's a conductor.
What about
Wynton Marsalis?
Our president.
Oh, Bill Clinton. Yeah,
please.
Nah, he wasn't no saxophone player.
No, he played in Harlem to just get the black vote.
You know what? We have not seen that man touch a saxophone since he was running for office.
Man, get
him out
of
played
here.
All of us.
He was touching on women. That's why.
Let me explain something.
Because he was touching on women.
All right, let me play some sax for you, buddy.
He played the sax, but that was his hot sauce in his purse. That's all that was.
Yeah, it was.
That was his version of hot sauce.
I'm not falling for it again. Right?
Yeah, he did it on Arsenio. Nowhere else.
Musical guest Bill Clinton, everybody.
He didn't bring that saxophone nowhere else.
What if that was faked? Like someone was off on the side.
Right, Kenny
playing.
G was right
Kenny
off stage.
Kenny was on the side playing
all right,
while
Kenny.
Bill was taking all the credit.
Fuck. All right, Kenny, when I wink,
was
you start
sax sinking.
They did say the moon landing was fake. This could have been fake,
This is much more believable
than
fake.
The most recent one was fake, too?
The moon landing?
No, not
yeah,
the one where America went to the moon.
India just landed like 2 weeks ago.
India landed up there?
Yeah, India went up there.
They're going to spice it up.
Jesus Christ.
There's no pussy up here.
You said
I can't find any girls.
It's going to be permanent.
Let's go home.
It's going to be a permanent red moon.
Yeah, man.
Just spill all their curry spices all over the place.
All curry spices on the moon. The moon going
to
be red.
They took a bus up to the moon.
Shout out to the Indians. I
love
we y'all.
There's a lot of you, and you take jokes well.
But it's called Shatamandria number 3 or some shit like
Get
that.
Get the
right?
fuck out of him.
What's the name of the spaceship? It looks like chlamydia, but that's not what it says.
Dag!
The Aziz Ansari 5, that's what it's called.
The Aziz Ansari 5.
We're gonna go to the moon.
I'm gonna try. Chandrayaan 3.
Oh, you
Chandrayaan.
Can't push up, can you?
And it's Chandrayaan-3.
Chandrayaan 3.
Chandrayaan 3.
There's a lot of A's in there. Bro.
That's wild, too, for all the Indians that left to come to America for a better life, and now India's killing it.
Yeah, let's go to
like,
the
fuck
moon.
That.
Yeah.
You fuck America,
yourself.
Let's go to space.
They only did that because there's too many people in India, so like, let's put them on the moon.
Yeah.
Let's get some people up
there. Yeah, I feel like that's easy to find people to sign up for that trip. Like, yo, it's crowded. You trying to get out of here?
The really motherfuckers great. They're going to build a railway to the moon, bro.
Yeah.
We'll have a crowded train to the moon.
Indians are very smart people.
Very smart.
I met a guy actually worked at a brothel in Vegas, and I asked him, I was like, who's the most popular clientele? And he said Indian guys by far.
Really?
Yeah, he said a lot of Indian guys who move here and they're young and they just can't get pussy.
I don't even think it's that they can't. I think they know better.
Yeah.
I think they know better than to like bid for it, where it's like, really? Yo, here, if this is the price to just get it done and get her out of here,
right.
You know what I mean?
Very
like,
efficient.
Yeah, as opposed to the waste of courting.
Right.
But courting a woman is it can be very wasteful.
Well,
but
what I've heard is because they've had arranged marriages for so long, they just don't have like a lot of game. Like, there's just not culture.
Oh, yeah, because it's set up for them.
Yeah, this is like the first generation where it wasn't, it's not set up. So
yeah.
They like,
wow.
You know, they move here and they're like, well, what do I do?
Dude,
was supposed to give me a wife. What the fuck?
Yeah, what do you think that first month of an arranged marriage is like?
So,
it's only 4 inches?
Ah.
Fuck.
Like, do you still take this chick on a date to get to know her or
I
what?
I don't know. That's weird.
Right, yeah, what do you do?
So we're married. You want to go to you want to go to Applebee's the first time?
Yeah.
What's your name again? Piari? Yeah. Okay, hey, you want to go out? Like,
let's go get coffee. Wife.
Let's go to Popeyes and stare at the Asians.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go to Popeyes and stare at the Koreans.
Yeah.
Huh?
So do you like movies? No?
All right. What you want to do? You want to go hang out?
An arranged marriage. But here's the thing. I you know what?
They stay together, though.
Exactly. That's what I was just about to say.
They do stay together.
And black communities, we just be meeting and just be fun. And I'm guilty of this too. I got 2 kids. Probably did not bother to know the women until the woman was pregnant. You know what I mean? Oh. Which is like, you can't base no family on that.
Well, that's the ultimate icebreaker, right?
Yeah.
I'm pregnant, you know?
Oh, so what's your mother do? But yeah, man, like it's, yeah, I don't know, man. Indian people, they might be killing it. I will say this about the moon landing.
Okay.
If we start successfully colonizing the moon,
church,
I'm investing in slavery.
Slavery
has been profitable all over this planet on every continent.
So
it's how we get
moon.
Shit done. There's going to be slavery on the moon. I'm getting it. I'm getting my ducks in order to
getting
make sure I got bread. I'm investing in that.
Where
fuck
do,
that.
Where do I invest? What stock do I buy?
Oh yeah, trust me, it's going to be like what do you call it? Like one of those fake names. You know how like when there's a secret production,
yeah,
and they don't want you to tell it because it's a Marvel thing, and they don't want you. Yeah, it's going to be like a
Big Mouth Bear. Big Mouth Mary Productions.
Yeah.
And we got people up here.
Or moon servants.
It'll probably be X, because X is such a big umbrella that we don't even know what falls under that anymore.
Everything is X.
Yeah.
Everything is X.
Just
nope.
Invest in X. There's no way Elon Musk
I thought I was investing in Twitter. I'm investing in slavery. What the
slavery?
Fuck?
He probably got a group up there already, seeing if the work conditions is good.
Yeah.
He probably sent 12 of them up there.
Oh, he would love that, honestly. That's probably been can we
Elon Musk ass.
Yeah.
Speaking of, my man, he just popped out baby number 11, or he got a like
they had a secret kid.
He's got a few chicks pregnant at the same time.
Who you talking about?
Elon Musk?
Yeah, oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. He putting up Nick Cannon numbers, man.
No he putting up Nick numbers.
Everyone's talking about Nick, man. And what about Elon?
What about Elon?
Yeah.
Which,
that's right.
The kid's name is like Tracheus Maximus or something like stupid.
Some
name
goofy
like
shit.
That.
Some nerds. All of them got nerd names, don't they?
Yeah.
He names them like Mex.
Yeah.
You know, or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Autism.
I read the dude's book. I respect him, but he had an interesting take where he goes like more smart people should be having kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's his whole take on things, because he's like, it's almost like what was that movie where everyone was dumb in
Idiocracy.
The future? Yeah, he's like
Idiocracy.
He looks at China. I don't know shit about China, but apparently he said China is like headed there.
Oh yeah,
because
sure.
It's just out of 1 billion Chinese people, it's a lot of dumb ones. Like,
okay.
We hear about the smart ones, but there's a lot of dumb ones over there.
Not all of them can be smart. If it's 1 billion motherfuckers over there,
didn't they, like, make
some of them going to pull that short straw.
Two-child policy or something?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Have you ever met, like, a dumb Chinese person? Because even if they was dumb,
not my lifetime.
You probably wouldn't know. You just assume all Chinese people are smart. Like, I don't care if he's crouching in the meat market smoking a cigarette. I feel like he knows something.
He knows something.
You're Yeah, I guess so. I think I met dumb Chinese people, though.
Yeah.
But even if they dumb, they smart at shit. Like, some can cut fish.
Right.
Other ones can do math like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
So you just got to know which one to cheat off of.
You can find someone that burn their brain out. Yeah.
Either way, we're going to cheat off of you. Whatever.
Which one can I cheat off of?
Right.
I need to get through these tests.
My fucking legal aid.
Yeah. The hype beast ecstasy Chinese guys are kind of dumb, but they just burn their brain out on drugs, I think.
Yeah. Hype beast ecstasy Chinese. Yeah. That's an interesting folk, like, you know, finding like trashy rich Chinese people are like rich but don't know what to do with the money.
Crazy rich Asians, man.
Dude, I knew a lot of crazy rich Asians growing up for sure. Yeah. Well, I'm from the Bay Area. There's a ton of like Chinese people.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. You know how they got there?
How? I actually don't know.
That like the gold rush and like the railroad phase,
okay. Yeah.
But Chinese people were small so that you could lower them in baskets with dynamite to so blow funny. Shit out.
Hey,
so
get it was the basket.
Yeah, yeah. They were small enough where it's like you could lower them down. Wow.
That's some Ocean's 11 shit. Yeah. You always need a grease man.
I'm assembling a team.
You need a grease man. Get the grease men to go down there in the thing and blow it out. They did that in Ocean's 11. They used, what was his name? Ping?
Guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones had Short Round.
Short Round, yeah. Which, shout out to Short Round shout for winning that round. Goddamn Oscar. Oh, that was so shout great. To watch Short Round take one home was great after like 30-something years.
30 you know
years.
What? I remember when we talked about this on the show, and I definitely was happy for him, but I also feel like maybe he kind of deserved a setback.
What you mean?
Because he set Chinese people back a while.
Okay.
With that fucking stereotype. Oh, you call a Dr. Jones lady. Like,
oh,
and then he went on the
shit.
Goonies
well,
and
they
did
still
the same
talk like that.
Right. Like, but I'm just saying, he typecasted Chinese people. He set Chinese people back a few years with that, right?
Uh-huh. He did say some shit on it, especially on the bridge. He crazy.
Yeah. Dr. Jones. Yeah, yeah, you're right. That's
crazy.
Yeah. Oh, and as a kid, I just thought he was funny.
Exactly. I thought he was funny too,
but even, yeah.
Even on the Goonies.
There were some Chinese people going, this little coon-ass kid.
Exactly.
I don't believe he's doing that to us right
Bruh,
now, man.
Yeah.
Like, this nigga's Jerry Lewis.
You don't feel that way when you see like a little black kid. Like, what's that little black kid that used to be in like the Idlewild video, in the Idlewild movie?
Oh, yeah, the nigga did
and
the
heel-toe. And he was on Tracy Morgan. It's like, yo, why is this little black kid so charismatic?
But yeah. He said fly shit. He wasn't, I don't think he took us back. We was doing good in Idlewild. They was dancing and singing. And
Idlewild, yeah.
Idlewild was
great. I don't
great.
Know about that Tracy Morgan show, but whatever.
Which Tracy Morgan show?
Tracy Morgan had a TV show where that same little boy was the son, and he was the life of the party because he was the wild, smart mouth. He
you
was,
talking about Last O.? I'm just fucking around. You talking about Last O.G., the
nah,
show
that
I was on?
You was the son on that one.
You talking about the Last O.G. that got canceled?
Wow.
The canceled show, Last O.G.?
Speaking of
Bird?
Which. Yeah. Speaking of
it truly
which.
Was the Last O.G.
It's the last season.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21.
Mm-hmm.
Living in states where Delta 8 is legal?
Mm.
Do you want to get high?
Oh.
Like really high.
Huh?
Like super-duper legally high.
Super-duper legally high?
Yeah. Well, now it's time to go to YoDelta.com where you can stock up on that high quality.
High quality.
Lab tested.
They say high a lot in this. It's redundant.
It is, isn't it? We get it. We up here. Hey, y'all got YoDelta up here? Yeah, YoDelta up here. Where? High. How high? High, high.
Very high.
So high. Listen, if you go to YoDelta.com, you're going to see a combination of gummies, vapes, flowers, all of you're getting what? High needs.
A lot of this word high.
High needs, okay? Now, what is Delta 8? It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. YoDelta.com, you can find a mix. Oh, shit, I read that part already. Robbie came back in and distracted us. No, it's all good. Once more, go to YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network, and use promo code GAS, G-A-S, and you're going to get 25% off.
Because gas gets you high.
Again. High. I know. Why isn't the promo code high?
Promo code should be H-I-G-H.
Listen, gas, high, whatever. Go to YoDelta.com, use promo code GAS for 25% off. That's YoDelta, home of the Delta 8. That will get you super
duper
high. Let's get back into it. Yo, and you be happy to hear this. I got this text this weekend.
Okay.
I got a text Saturday at 4:53 in the morning.
That's almost
my homie.
Five.
He works overnight, so he goes, needed a movie to watch. Been into a lot of spy type, secret assassin type stuff lately.
Yeah.
Saw a movie called Wrath of Becky.
Oh shit.
Pop up. First thing I see, Derek fucking Gang.
Wow. Yeah, I was in it. Cool. I was in it.
Nice, dude.
I pulled like in the first minute of the movie, my dumb ass opens
the
door.
The first thing he saw.
With my redheaded wife. And I go, oh, how about this? I'm surprising, Nick. I'm telling you, man, if I could do them roles for the next 10 years. I'll never be not anywhere.
That's a great role.
Yeah. Just to be the I want to be black man. Black Bill Murray without the creepy shit. Bruh, if I can just pull up places.
That is all. I enjoy being on the journey because I just want to see it happen. Mm-hmm. I want to see it. I've watched it happen for Dave Chappelle. I've watched it happen for Martin Lawrence. Yeah. I've watched it happen for Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
It went from little cameos to all of a sudden you couldn't stop seeing it. I watched it happen to Lil Rel. Went from little cameos to now I see Lil
like
Rel
cameos.
Every goddamn where. You
I
know
like
what
a
mean?
I like a good cameo.
Yeah, like 1 or 2 days on set and then you're in a
movie. Give me an example. exorbitant amount of thousands of dollars because of who I am all the shit I was on. You can get what? If I can get, I'm a low end humble nigga. So give me 60 grand and I'm good.
Yeah. You talk like one of them niggas that been at UPS for a while.
Nigga, you be here for a while. You made like $46,000.
Give me $46,000.75. I want some change with my shit.
So Robbie, do you got anything to plug?
Oh yeah,
Plug Rob.
What About Rob, the new podcast? Right. It just came out a month or so ago.
What About Rob?
What About Rob? Yeah, it's been really fun so far. People seem to really like it. And also, this is coming out Sunday, right?
Yeah.
So this Thursday, all weekend, I'll be in Chicago. I'm judging Roast Battle at the Lincoln Lodge this Thursday.
Fly.
Lincoln Lodge.
And I'm doing stand-up there, too. And then I got another show at the Lincoln Lodge on Saturday. And then something on Sunday. Anyway, look at my Instagram. I'll be in Chicago this weekend.
There you go, boy.
So now you're going by Rob on this podcast. Is this the grown-up version?
No, it's a riff on What About Bob.
What About Rob? Okay.
About Rob?
I was like trying to like figure out a name. I put in the AI like, what rhymes with Rob? I was trying to figure out what's like. There's a lot more things that rhyme with Rob than Robbie, but even so, there weren't that many.
It's
good
funny
ones.
To still go by Robbie in your 30s. Is your dad named Rob?
My dad went to Rob, and I'm like, I'm not my dad.
I am not Rob.
So
I am
not. Family calls you Robbie. Like, did you grow up in a house where they got to ask on the phone, Big Rob or Little Rob, or was you always on?
Robbie. Yeah.
Were you already on cell phones by the time you're getting like phone calls
and shit like that? Sure,
okay, so
yeah,
you didn't have to deal with that calling the house. Okay.
When I was little, I did. And I was the one who had to answer the phone. I forgot what I had to say. My mom told me to say something when I answered, but I forget. It's like
Goodwin Residence?
Something like that. It was like something like that. She was like, you need to be polite and like answer like this. And I was like, fuck. I completely blocked out this memory. This is around 9/11 when I had to do this, too.
Speaking of which, it's funny today is 9/11.
Yeah. Happy 9/11, guys.
I know, right? Are you guys still sad?
Were you guys in the city when it happened?
No, I was not. I remember my dad took me out of school to go school shopping because I was turning into the fly guy around this time. I was a senior in high school. So he was like, I'll bring you to the gallery in Philly to get you some cool polo and Guess, all the shit. My pop was always like, what you, polo, Guess, Timberlands and all that shit? So we went there, and then it happened while I was shopping, and they shut the mall down.
Y'all was shopping early then. God damn. Yeah. You was on
We got up out
was
there.
On Air Force hours at that point.
Yeah, my pop picked me up. He was like, yeah, it's 9. I'm like, Pop, the mall opened at 10 o'clock. He was like, yeah, it's 9:30. Let's get to it. Because my dad is an airman. You going to shop? You going to shop at 10 a.m. We get breakfast?
Hell yeah.
Go shop. But no, you know, so by 10 o'clock, the world was fucked.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they shut everything down. Then he went into airman war mode.
Bro.
You see any smoke, you follow me, and we'll get us out of here. Like, he went into, like, army man mode. My dad is like, Blade, this motherfucker's great. But nah, it was sad. And then I recently watched two documentaries just to see the two angles of it. That's some treacherous shit, man.
Yes. Someone introduced a new tragedy that I got to watch because it's a hilarious tragedy, but I got to figure out how they got here. Have you guys ever heard of this? The balloon fiasco of 1986 in Cleveland.
No. Okay.
Cleveland, apparently.
I hate balloon fiascos.
Okay.
Though.
Cleveland was apparently trying to revamp their image. At the time, they were known as the Mistake by the Lake.
God,
right? Like, the city was that bad.
Really?
Disney had just gotten in the Book of World Records for releasing the most balloons in Orlando and Disney World.
All right.
So, Cleveland tried to do the same thing.
Yeah.
They tried to release like 1.6 million balloons at one time.
Oh, God. Why did they waste all that money on that?
We need to turn the city around. Let's release that shitload of balloons.
I got to get through this documentary. All I know is a bunch of the balloons end up like on Lake Erie, and people die.
Wait, what?
I
gotta hear this
back,
next week.
And we will talk about this next week.
That sounds good.
But yes, 1986, Cleveland released 1.6 million balloons into the air. A bunch of them fell on Lake Erie, and people fucking died.
Oh, I don't know how people would die from that.
It's funny. It happened September 27th of 1986.
Wow, Smash Mouth, Jimmy Buffett, the balloon fiasco, 9/11. I hate September.
I agree. And I also, just from my perspective, because I was in New York for 9/11, Aaliyah had died a few weeks before.
Holy shit. Yes.
So I
in a plane.
Watching it and being like, yo, what's going on with planes right now?
Bro.
Planes are not safe. But sorry, according to the Balloon Fest, not only did it go into the lake, it fucked up the airport. So that's why people died
because
of traffic being blocked by these balloons.
I'll get some more info.
This is the dumbest.
Wait, like traffic on the road. Yeah. And it got into, oh, yeah. Shit.
This is the worst Drew Carey episode ever.
Yeah. That's insane.
So it said, the event also interfered with U.S. Coast Guard search for two boaters who were later found drowned.
This is because it's so avoidable and it's balloons.
It's
so
avoidable. It's
there was
fucking
no reason
avoidable.
To release these balloons.
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, if anything, 9/11 made us forget about the balloon fiasco and no one was talking about that anymore. Yeah. But I'm making sure people bring it back.
Instead of never forget, their slogan was like, please forget about it.
So one last fun fact. This was a stunt by an artist.
Yeah.
So now that artist has to live with this stunt.
Oh yeah.
You fucked up, bro.
That artist was Banksy. That's why he went into hiding. And
art imitates death. Death imitates art. All that horse shit.
Yeah. Holy shit.
I don't like when people. Be honest with you. I don't really like when people die. I'm not a death guy.
Yeah.
Did you know? Damn. George. What's his name? I smoke too much weed lately. The famous comedian George Carlin. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Brendan Schaub calls him George Carlton, and that's in my head somewhere. Okay. So I was like, his name is not George Carlton. George Carlin. He was supposed to come up with an album on 9/11 called I Kinda Like It When a Lot of People Die, and they had to shelve it. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Carlton.
It's too
was
coincidental,
alive,
man.
Yeah. Wow. Man.
Also, Spider-Man the movie. Spider-Man has the World Trade Center in his eye on the poster, so they had to like redo all that stuff.
There was
they
a preview for that.
Only artist that stood behind his shit, Jay-Z.
The Blueprint.
Yep. Jay-Z dropped the Blueprint on 9/11, and he just fucking stand behind.
That was a great
time. But there was a good chunk of time where they would take out the Twin Towers from people's things, like Sex in the City's intro. They skipped that part. Now it's back.
Yeah.
So they decided.
Soprano stood by it.
Yeah.
Remember, there was a Spider-Man preview for the first Tobey Maguire preview. Some niggas was robbing something. They had to go up top, and then they was in a helicopter. And then the reveal is Spider-Man, right? But the fucking helicopter was caught in between the two towers in a web.
Yeah.
Right. And it was, and then Tobey came out, and it was supposed to be bam, and then it never happened.
The Nookie video, I think it was Nookie.
The Nookie! That shit, right?
That's on the top of the World Trade Center. They filmed it, like, right before 9/11.
Wow.
That's probably the last thing they did at the World Trade Center.
Yeah, like, that's crazy.
Fred Durst's like, all right, we know this is going to happen. I got to get my video.
Yeah. Wow. That is wild, man.
Yeah, it's too much.
And Biggie had that line that they had to take out of Juicy.
Oh, yeah, blow out.
Time to get paid, blow up.
But that wasn't even that.
That was the first World Trade.
He was referring to
I was so confused when I heard that as a kid, like right after 9/11. I was like, wait, did he know? Like, what the fuck?
That's hilarious. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
That's some cryptic shit.
Speaking of Biggie, man. I just watched this clip of Faith. I don't think I've ever paid attention to Faith talking before. Have you ever heard Faith talk?
No, I only heard her
sing. Are you familiar with Faith?
Who's Faith? No.
Faith is a singer. She used to be on Bad Boy, and she was like Biggie's wife.
Gotcha.
Like, Biggie's son is with Faith.
Right.
You know what I mean? Gotcha. So she's still raising him. But click on this thing here. She's on a podcast. Uh-oh. I don't think I ever knew she talked like this. This is like when I first heard Tiny from Escape Call. I didn't know Tiny was like this either. You know what I mean?
Bad,
like,
ain't it?
I'm not gonna say it's bad. It's just
bad,
she's so light skinned and so pretty. I never expected
Is that Rachel Dolezal?
Yeah, she definitely does have that look.
Damn.
Go ahead, T. You can play it. You can play it.
How can a man impress Faith Evans?
Oh my God. He is going to be funny. He's going to be charming. He's going to love. His spirit is have to resonate that there's God in him.
Now, in her defense, I don't. You see that left hand?
Like, you know, it's
she got a whole blunt in her left hand. So she's hot.
She's on some perks too, probably. Maybe Xanax.
She's
humanic for
She's dancing in that chair, nigga.
Maybe Adderall.
Shut up. I ain't gonna say. No. Somebody was trying to set me up on a date, and I didn't know it. I was just
this
like,
is me on every podcast
during
the pandemic.
And then
just wasted.
She probably in her drawers. She probably sitting in her drawers right now.
I was thinking, and I was like, girl, and I looked down. I was like, girl, no, never would I.
I never heard her talk like this, bro.
I didn't see nothing.
Fast forward to the end. Looping. Fast forward to like maybe like 40
These
seconds
are like,
left.
What the fuck are you saying?
Fast forward like 40 seconds left in the video. Because there's a funny thing where they ask her about like, you know, where she is with people. She talks about like her a little bit about her relationship.
What was it about?
First time we were around each other, but
oh no, back it up. This is where she talks about her meeting Biggie.
And Big actually went out. We definitely fucked.
Oh, we gonna get a first night type of gal. Is that what you're saying?
Oh,
She has a makeup person in her house.
The first night me and Big actually went out, we definitely fucked.
Damn.
Nice.
So you just like this one over here.
Hey, that's kind of dope, though, to find out Big charmed her out of her pants on the first date.
I'm not surprised, though.
Well, okay.
But how do you think that went down? He was like, yo.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like,
he's like,
everybody said Biggie was charming and charismatic.
Yeah.
He doesn't strike me as a first date motherfucker, but god damn, like, good for Big.
A lot of the songs are about fucking, though.
They are.
Big did. You got to understand, Big just, he played to the insecurities. Like, you remember how he got Kim to beat Kim?
Yeah.
Get naked.
Yeah.
Yeah, put the suspenders over your nipples.
But see, like, even what you were saying, a lot of his songs are about sex. A lot of girl songs are about sex, too. And you find girls are not really about that action.
That's true.
Girls will sit there and...
So many Biggie songs are like, I'm fat, but I fuck a lot. You know what I mean? Like, that's like a lot of them. And that is great. When I was a fat kid, I took a lot of inspiration.
But she's not... Do you think she's just high? She looked a little drunk.
She's having a great time, but whatever it is, she's comfortable. That's the real her. There's no, you know what I mean? Like,
that seemed, she seemed kind of wine mommy to me. Like, I haven't finally had sex, actually.
Right.
And then you're like, what's in your tumbler, mom? And she's like, it's water. Shut up.
You know, I'm still a woman, even though I'm your mom, you know. She's a... she's a.
She wanted him.
That's three wine glass of wanted wine
them.
And Xanax.
She a bird mom.
I don't know.
Robbie's quotes are coming from experience. Yeah. Somebody's mom got divorced and started drinking around the kids.
Yeah. Go outside and play. Let mommy have a special time with her bottle.
Oh, I said I'm sorry, mama.
Yeah, man. It's funny though. I like listening to. Women speak like that because I like the way that they think. They're always extremely honest,
mm-hmm.
sometimes to a fault, but you always know where you stand with women like that.
Yes, I agree. There's no games. They're not two-faced.
Right, Which is going to lead me into Thursday night on the live.
Okay.
One of our regulars, Jesse Black. I got a shout out to Jesse Black for putting us on to this.
I do see his name pop up a lot.
Jesse Black was putting us on to the fact that he read the book or he was reading the book, Pastors Eat Pussy Too.
Nice.
Which is a wild title for a book.
Yeah, I didn't think that they could do that.
Bro, I'm familiar with these books. I'm familiar with Quan Mills and all of these, you know, My Baby Daddy Stole My Ultima.
Okay.
I'm Pregnant by My Grandma. Like, all of these crazy. And I thought they were just crazy book covers just for conversation.
Right, yeah.
This guy really went out and wrote these books.
Fuck.
All right?
No way.
Now, what made it even better was Jesse put us on to the fact that there's audio versions of this book.
Okay.
That you can listen to.
All right.
And they got a girl to record, like, in a ratchet girl's voice. And I'm telling you, I picked up.
Oh, my God.
I bought the book this weekend.
So is this a porn book? Are people supposed to beat off to this?
Man, no. Let me tell you something.
She holding her thighs up.
I went through this book in one sitting.
It was a page turner.
It's that fucking good. Just to be in the mind of a chicken head, because we've all encountered ratchet women.
Absolutely.
You can't get a ratchet woman to explain to you what she's thinking.
No.
Most women like that, they can't even tell you why they're doing what they're doing.
No, they're like dogs. They go on pure instinct.
Bro, I never forget one time, my first baby mom, when we got into a weird fight in the apartment where I just went in the bedroom, laid down. Like, I'm not dealing with this. You and your little friend, y'all could be in the living room doing whatever y'all want to do.
Whatever y'all wanted to.
And I went in the bedroom and locked the door. Shorty grabbed a hammer and
what the fuck?
Like, came through the door like Thriller.
No, like The Shining.
Her homie, her homie looked at her like once
Here's
she got
Tanya.
Bro, and like once she got through the door, the look on her face and she's just and we're like, now what? And she's just like, don't fuck with me.
She drunk?
She's like, no, no. Sober. She was breastfeeding.
That's
she was totally
crazy.
Sober.
What the hell is wrong
she
with would,
she cannot explain why she did it. It's just a thing. So this book to me was amazing because it's like it's the thought process.
That's terrifying.
It.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I gotta play some of this. I'm gonna play some of this for y'all.
All right.
I gotta play it from my phone because we had technical difficulties. We could not log into my Audible account. But I will strongly
recommend.
Password? Any the password was working. It kept asking us the CAPTCHA code to make sure you're not a robot.
Oh, I hate that.
Bro, I'm entering all the letters and the numbers, and they're like, you got it wrong.
I'm always like,
no, but I think it's because you, like, they don't want you sharing books. It might be like a browser thing.
What the, who the fuck doesn't want you to share books? What are you guys, Nazis? What are you, the Russians?
The books.
You're burning libraries to the ground to make sure we can't pass information?
This is Florida.
Guys,
this is
Rob books DeSantis, are free. Florida. Guys, we should start up a place where you get free books and give them out to whoever. Yeah. I'll call it the library.
Yeah, what the fuck? So check this out. This is no bullshit. This is the how the book starts. Chapter one. You guys are going to fucking love it.
Come on, man.
Chapter 1. Bitch, I need some Henny and a plan B. Bitch, I need some Henny and a plan B.
All right, first of all, you see Toto Tower just went the fuck up. They're that ratchet. That this resonated with her already.
Bitch, fucking some Henny and a plan B.
We are 8 seconds into it, and you understand. You're relating to this.
Oh, God.
You're relating to needing Henny and a plan B. Do those two things go together? I don't give a fuck if it's a song. Do they go together?
Yeah.
I don't think you can take one without him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, certain, you know, places where you could buy liquor at the CVS, you get a little plan B, a little Henny, and you go home.
Jesus Christ.
Pretty cool.
You are a deviant.
Go ahead, finish.
That jam was my shit. Them hoes was crazy as fuck for making that song. The lyrics rolled off my tongue so seamlessly. But back to business. Hey, bitch, is you ready or not? I yelled out to my bestie, Kiara. I was ready to get the motherfucking party started. It was just about that time, too. A bitch was dressed in a bedazzling, sparkling silver bustier with a matching thong.
Let me tell
you something here, bitch. I was looking just like Selena's, getting ready to make some Mexicans itty-bitty bong-bong.
Selena's. Except for with the name, S on the end.
I was about to make a nigga come.
It sounds like the girl from the new workout plan video.
Yeah.
You
know,
I got my phone bill paid.
Bro, shout out to this girl. I forgot her name. But shout out to her for staying in character and doing this. This is written by a man.
I want her to read like Great Expectations or like the Iliad or something.
Yeah, no.
I'm telling you. And there was something about her voice, as fucked up as it is, I could not stop listening because, you know, I don't agree with anything that this woman is saying.
Okay.
But it makes sense from her point of view.
Her point of view.
You know what I mean? So she's setting this up. She's her friend, they're like strippers, but they also turn tricks.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So her and her friend, they about to get out here and get this shit set. The world that they're in.
I didn't know I'd be getting horny on this podcast today, by the way.
It's Quintanilla.
Yeah, she's...
I wasn't just going to sing and dance, though.
Okay.
Bitch, I saved that shit for the club.
Dang.
Tonight, I was about to work and twerk this fire-ass pussy
saddled
between my thick, tatted thighs on this clown.
Dang.
I was going to have this nigga's fat, lame ass so gone off my pussy. I wasn't just going to be paid for the night. I was going to be set up for the rest of my life.
Oh, shit. It was a big picture.
I need to go to the
bathroom. It's a bigger picture.
Bruh. It's
a big picture.
But you get a good glimpse into like whole thoughts.
I feel like I'm on a one way call thoughts. Like of a girl like talking to her girlfriend or something. You know what I mean?
You know what's funny that you say that too? This is also how I feel like the NSA can't be real. They can't be monitoring everyone's calls.
Yeah, because that
I would lose my mind. Listen, these motherfuckers are always on the phone.
Absolutely.
I listened to this always for 2.5 hours. Uh-huh. But Jesus
Nigga,
Christ.
When I tell you always on the phone, always. They be on the phone during the show. FaceTiming, like what the fuck, man?
All right, so I'm gonna skip to another section because it. Trust me, this isn't even a spoiler alert.
Please don't spoil the plot.
Oh, listen,
Pastors.
Even if I spoiled it for you, you'd still go check it out. Listen Amazing. To this. Listen
right,
to this. This
go.
Is minute and 20 seconds.
All right.
Bitch, try me if you want to.
Okay.
I swear to God, I said as I bowed my fist, I needed to calm down or else I was gonna catch another charge. Mama saw me balling up my fist. Or you gonna do what? Little girl, you need God. That's what you need.
You need God.
But I ain't playing with you.
It's so funny if a white guy wrote this.
A better mother. You are reckless.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Did you hear her son's name?
I'm sorry.
Because she found Christ. She was going around acting like she was the best mother and grandma in the world.
Try me if you want
to. I swear to God, I said as I bowed my fist. I needed to calm down or else I was going to catch another charge. Mama saw me balling up my fist. Or you going to do what? Little girl, you need God. That's what you need. But I ain't playing with you.
Darquavius needs a better mother.
Darquavius?
Yeah, Darquavius is her son.
Darquavius.
Darquavius is her son.
Darquavius.
Darquavius.
I think that's Elon's kid's name, too.
That's going to be one hell of a linebacker.
He's going to be a lineman. Maybe, but hear this.
You are reckless. Bitch, fuck you. You the reckless one. Reckless with your mouth. You used to be a fucking crackhead, but now you think you better than folks because you read the Bible and pray? Bitch, pray for a better job and a wig.
Damn.
See? There you go. That attitude, that mouth of yours is going to be your undoing. I'm serious too, Nunu. I'm getting full custody over Darquavius.
Damn.
Once I do, I hope you know the state will be sending me a big old nice check to take care of him, too.
Jesus
Christ. If you wasn't so busy popping pills and smoking that reefer, maybe he wouldn't be autistic. That was it.
Oh, my Lord, Darquavius. Let's get a fund for Darquavius.
Darquavius really likes anime.
Let's get a Darquavius fund.
They made Darquavius autistic.
Now. Holy fuck.
I don't, like, it, the details
comedy.
Are
such
so...
an unnecessary detail.
Oh, no, no, no.
You're jacking
These details
to.
Let me know this story is real somewhere.
That's what I'm laughing at.
That's
I'm
a real
like,
story.
This is so specific. Like, yeah. The specificities in this writing is amazing.
And this is where it gets even better.
Stephen King could never.
Just to get a... right.
Yeah, Stephen King can't even write a story like this.
No,
Darquavius, genius.
There's way more detail in this.
I just want y'all to finish hearing this scene.
All right, come on, man.
Fuck you up, I screamed, and lunged at my mother. I didn't care anymore. Lock my ass up, because I was finna beat a bitch's ass.
Dang.
Yeah, so that is a scene of her beating her mother up. Yeah.
Beating her mother.
When her mother comes by to let her know,
yeah,
I'm getting full custody of your autistic son,
Darquavius.
And I'm about to get a check.
Darquavius.
Because you out here being nasty.
Darquavius.
Are you understanding why this is such a fucking page turner?
No,
I promise you. Guys.
It's really detailed.
It's like a black soap opera. It's a soap opera. It's soap meets porn meets Jesus meets Bible. It's a lot.
I was not expecting this level
of detail. An autistic son named Darquavius.
And the title's Pastors Eat Pussy Too, but in the middle it's like a fucking Game of Thrones soap opera. In the
middle.
It's pretty dope.
Days of
but
Our Lives.
It's pussy with a W. It's
Oh, yeah.
Pussy. W-U-S-S-Y.
Pussy.
I pussy.
That's a plies. That's the plies, nigga.
Yes. Like hold on. So there's one more part I want to share, and it's just, again, showing where this book goes in case anybody wants to pick it up. It's such a fucking
I think I might. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to head to Barnes & Noble after this. Is this at the Strand?
And scour. Scour the fucking shelves, book.
Can I talk to an employee? Do you guys have a copy of Pastors Eat Pussy, too?
Pussy. Make sure the W's in
pussy.
It.
Pussy.
If the W ain't in it, I don't want it. That's the book I'm looking for.
Oh, no. This
limited
is
edition.
This is Pastors Eat Pussy. I want pussy.
I want the hard copy.
Do you have a signed first edition?
Signed first edition, hard copy, Pastors Eat Pussy too.
Listen, Quan, if you see this, I am not mocking you. I actually think this is genius.
There's genuine fucking talent in there. That's why it's funny.
Yeah, fuck that. This is the writers on strike right now. You could never.
I've read erotic.
Up with anything this good.
Yeah, I've never heard that. There's just so much detail and like character in there, man. That's great.
Bruh, I swear to God.
Plan B and Henny. That is
I'm
fucking.
I'm beat a bitch at. Damn.
Bruh. So listen to this, please. This is the last excerpt I'm going to play for this book.
Thank God. Thank Christ.
All right, check
what
this out.
What are you doing?
This nigga
just officially lost his motherfucking mind asking me that bullshit. All right. Oh, fuck no. I knew you was going to be on some shit like that. I dashed up from the bed as I quickly pulled out my gun and aimed it at Pastor Wilson.
All right. Dashed up.
Jesus.
Come
man.
On. No one.
Dashed
no
up.
No one wants to know how we got here.
This is like 24, yeah.
No one wants to know how we're pulling a gun
on Pastor
on the
Wilson?
Pastor?
Yeah.
On the pastor?
So wait a minute. That's insane. Go ahead. Play a little more. Play a little more.
This is like Trapped in the Closet.
Play a little more.
Remember?
This is some Trapped in the Closet.
This does take place in Chicago.
Yeah.
This story takes
there
place in Chicago.
Yeah, play a little more. Play
and
more.
Then a midget comes in.
Oh my God, a rubber.
Oh my God, Bridget fucked a midget.
Wasn't
midget,
that crazy?
Midget.
That
I watched every
all 35 chapters.
This reminds me. This is kind of similar.
Yeah, man. Right. Oh my God.
Wow.
Back the fuck up, nigga.
Wow.
He backed up several feet with his hands raised.
Several feet.
Damn. Shit, woman.
I was just asking a simple question. Shit. Are you serious? $200,000? Yes. You can go over there and check. I got the contract over there on the table.
The
along
contract.
With the, money.
The contract.
Yeah, because she's a girl doing
wasn't
all the voices.
To fuck with me. Look, you better not be fucking with me. Because, nigga, I'll pop your old ass. Back the fuck up. He slowly started to make his way toward me as he said, Nashana, I know you ain't gonna shoot me.
Nashana and Darquavius.
And put the gun down. Yes, I will. No, you won't. He smiled. Put the gun down.
Okay.
Pastor, I will shoot. I swear to God. No, you won't. By now, he had got at least 2 feet in front of me. I pulled the trigger.
Oh, wow.
Shot the fucking pastor, guys.
Wow.
You don't want to read this book?
No. Wow.
I'm it starts off with Henny in a plan B. She's beating her mother up, and she's then, shooting her pastor.
And to say nothing of her autistic son.
And Darquavius.
What did Darquavius say?
Come on, guys.
That was so much. That was loaded. That was very loaded. That was like a thick noodle meal.
That was so much. That was like those four excerpts.
That was a big bowl of ramen right there.
Go ahead, T. What are you about to say?
One of my best friends from high school, rest in peace, her mother just passed, but her mother used to write books like this.
Yeah.
But they were she's from Staten Island, so they were all based on Staten Island.
Oh, my God. Wow. That was crazy.
So it would be like fake names, but locations that I knew exactly what she was talking about.
That's so funny.
Exactly what neighborhoods, who she could possibly be discussing.
Yeah, because okay. Staten Island's like small. Story. Yeah, everyone.
You know
yeah.
what I found out about Staten Island the other day? I'm sorry to guys take it off to sex, but, no need for apologies. All the trash in New York City goes to these waste energy plants in Staten Island. And they change the garbage into electricity.
Did you know what Staten Island used to be?
It was the trash.
It was just a place where we dump trash.
Yeah.
Mm. And then I think like the garbage men started building houses behind the trash.
You know, yeah. You ever been to the mall?
No.
And now that's where they dump white trash.
So I used to.
Go ahead, Rob. That was very swift.
Thank you.
That was great.
Across the street from the mall is where one of the dump sites used to be.
Okay.
They pressed it down and turned it into a park.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's like a park that has a bike trail and kids could play.
But it's all
like
made out of trash.
Out outside. Like all these modern parks that they're
I've had dreams
city.
About this. So yeah. This is great. Like what the fuck? Because I used to think about like what did they do with the trash? And what if the aliens came back and just took all the trash and made their own little goddamn planet? Seems like Staten Island already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I mean, that was Back to the Future was like that, right? The DeLorean started running on trash. By, like,
yeah,
the
on the second one, he was pouring shit in. But I was like, where the hell the fuck does trash go? But I found out.
I didn't know you could do that.
You can press down, you can burn trash and turn it into electricity.
That's amazing.
I said, that's insane. That's I was actually hyped.
Yeah.
Like when I found out, like, what the fuck happens with all this garbage?
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, we're using it. It's still, we're using it.
Damn,
we're making electricity.
Cool.
Jesus Christ.
I was like, wow. Because it's 3.1 trillion pounds of trash a year.
Wow.
Yeah, we do put a lot out. Like, I mean, like.
Not billion, trillion.
New York, all right, like, New York has just so much fucking trash.
Yeah.
It's basically a big garbage can.
Like, yeah. I mean, you guys have apartments, right?
You're
solo guys, so it's probably a limited amount of trash that you're creating. But how many times a week do you have to empty
two bags? Two bags a week.
Fucking ate it.
Two bags a week.
That's pretty
good. One of my roommates is straight from the Bronx. This motherfucker charges up on Arizona iced teas. The recycling bag is filled. Because cans are so tall, take up a lot of space.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm always throwing trash out of my crib because I can't risk roaches and rats.
Twice a week. How many times is it for you, would you say?
Probably 4 bags a week.
It really adds up, man. I even felt bad. I had a package from Amazon today, and it's just like I immediately took everything out and just took all of the like plastic shit, threw that in the trash, and just broke the box down. It's just like nonstop trash. We create so much
garbage,
trash.
A lot of garbage, man.
Jesus.
Yeah, especially like those luxury brands that are like packaging is everything.
Yeah,
but you know what's funny about that? You know my dumb ass. You know I collect all that shit. I have bag.
At least you should. Yeah,
I have every bag that I have from shopping like Louis Vuitton bags and Dior bags and fucking Givenchy bags. I got all the bags in my closet.
Bag, I keep it. Yeah,
kids bag.
The Bape bags that the shirts come in. Those are the best Ziploc bags you'll ever get.
I got bags, bruh. I stay with some bags.
And ain't that crazy? Because those bags are good quality, and those stores don't charge you for them. Even I mean, I'm sure it's in the clothing, whatever.
Yeah, because you pay $90 for a fucking T-shirt.
But it's like that's crazy that I got to pay $1.25 at Walgreens.
Walgreens, and I feel like Walgreens has more money than some of these fucking designers.
Oh, yeah. And if there's any artists listening, I would like to make a collage out of my bags and then donate it to a school.
There you go.
Passes eat pussy
school.
Too.
Fashion school. Speaking of fashion, did you see someone snuck on the runway at Fashion Week?
Get the fuck out of here.
And he was just wearing whatever just to see if he could blend it out. So it was just a dude. See if you can find this guy.
That's
he
a
got
great
tackled
video.
On the runway. This guy's wearing like
a
shower cap
football game.
And like a plastic like hoodie that you could see.
But that's
through.
Like a social experiment. I like that to see because some of the shit they be selling for $4,000 be a shower cap and a goddamn plastic vest. You'd be like, oh, all right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that. That sounds like good news.
That just sounds like any outfit at the Met Gala.
Yeah.
You know? Like
any outfit. Yeah. That's any outfit. A shower cap and a plastic. Oh, yeah.
I have no idea how they called him and how they figured it out. You know what I mean?
He probably was out of shape. Was he in shape?
I think it was his look around. Like, the way he was walking wasn't that confident.
Oh,
and I think,
shit.
I'm sure there's still a showrunner on the side. Like, wait a minute. Who the fuck is that guy?
He didn't
guy?
Have his Derek Zoolander looks ready.
Yeah,
that motherfucker didn't have Blue Steel ready. Motherfucker, if you gonna crash some shit, you better have that Blue Steel look, nigga.
Yeah.
If Ben Stiller taught us anything, Blue Steel.
Yeah.
Blue Steel.
Oh, I thought this was my runway. Fuck. Yeah.
Would you do any runway?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just give me
a bunch
couple
of comics more. Did it. Like, Stav and Schultz and all
oh yeah
guys.
In Paris for Kid Robot or whatever the fuck
yeah
that
yeah
is.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah that's kind of cool
yeah.
Okay, all right, nothing on it right. y'all be on my corners of the internet, y'all be looking at cat videos and stuff like that.
Cat videos are pretty cool though.
Fucking cat
this videos. Happens every year, so there's a lot coming up. Hold on,
really?
What, somebody crashes the runway
every year? It's either like PETA people or just people who are trying to see if
PETA.
They can fuck PETA with the
really going hard for that shit.
Peter.
They love them animals.
Yeah, sorry, I can't pull it up.
Okay.
But yeah, yeah to crash in one way.
Fucking Burning Man, like vegan.
How about that?
Yeah.
It rained in the desert. That's Burning crazy. Man looked like Woodstock.
Yeah. Dude, it looked like Mad Max. Yeah. It's like everyone was trying to escape and shit. That was crazy.
I didn't even know that was going on.
Burning Man got rained out.
There's a bunch of traffic going in because there's only one road going in, and like vegans or something like blocked the road to protest or something like that. So there's a huge backup.
And then it on
and then
top it, of
and
that.
Then they couldn't get in and then they couldn't leave.
Dude, virtue is so dangerous, man.
All right. Now, okay. That's fun. But how about this? Fire Festival 2 is right around the corner.
I can't wait, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
that motherfucker sold that shit out again. Yeah. We saw the scandal.
Yeah,
and somehow rich niggas are still like, nah, we'll give him another chance. Yo,
who's he gonna get for that festival?
I cannot wait. I heard Ja Rule ain't got nothing to do with it. Yeah. Might work this time.
This time it's R. Kelly. R. Kelly and Kanye are headlining this year.
Oh shit! I thought 50 Cent might have did catering. 50 could have did catering.
I saw 50
just
Cent
a smack,
at,
just a smack. Ja Rule. Face.
Oh, you did?
It was an amazing show.
We were at that show.
Really?
Yeah,
it was fucking great, wasn't it?
Yeah, that show was, it was great. We laughed, though. It was great because he's definitely getting old. So there's definitely like,
well,
yeah,
he was like
it.
Distracting everyone with like smoke machines and chandeliers and backup dancers.
Yeah.
But I don't care. I fucking loved it.
This shit, that's all he got.
Yeah, he got one move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did a magic trick recently where he had fog come up and then he switched outfits.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we saw that.
That was pretty cool.
My favorite, I still talk about this to this day, my favorite, absolute favorite part of that show was Bobby Shmurda. The way he came out.
Oh, I got J. Cole.
Just taking a bottle of Ace of Spades. Turning it upside down and just walking down the aisle with total disregard. And he's spilling it all over the electronic, everything.
Oh,
it was like the biggest level of waste that for some reason impressed the
it was
fuck out of me.
Crowd went
it
the
really
there.
Impressed
Bobby went up. Who was the guy that bombed all the way? That rapper that got the quietest. Remember, he hugged 50
he
and the mic was on his shoulder. He said, thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah. Oh, again, my God.
He was bringing new guys out
the
rock.
Wait, did you go the first or the second night?
Oh, shit.
I think I went to a different show than you guys. I don't remember Shmurda.
Did we go to the second night?
Oh, you don't remember Bobby Shmurda?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, no. We
at
went
the Barclay?
To the.
Yeah, Barclays.
Did he do two nights at the Barclays?
I guess he did. Yeah, he did.
Did you guys
the second night?
J. Cole?
No,
we got Fat Joe.
Oh,
we got Fat Joe.
I think I might have preferred Fat Joe.
Fat Joe came out.
Fat Joe, old.
Fat Joe came out.
We're not even
like old Joe now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's just Joe.
He has to lean back in his fucking scooter.
Oh, he's not leaning back at all.
It was A Boogie, which was mid. Fat Joe killed. Young M.A. killed.
Cool.
But Shmurda was, that was for me.
That sounds fucking fun. Yeah.
When Bobby went out.
I just say this. Young M.A. had that typical stud energy. Like, you know how studs always kind of like disappear for a little while?
Yeah.
And then they kind of come back with
skinnier.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Y'all still fuck with me? You know, shit been crazy.
Like, she was kind of shy in Brooklyn.
Shit always seemed to get crazy for Studs, and they got to disappear for a little while.
Yo, man. Like, she was shy when she was performing. Like, bitch, don't be shy. Because
we saw the clips of her all strung out on drugs and all that shit at the barbershop trying to get her life back together. So I think that was the thing of, like, man. I don't know how many of y'all saw that.
Right.
Yeah. But we forgave her because I enjoyed it. I was like, good for her. Good for her, little lesbian
like some,
ass.
I would like some new music.
Either
though.
She do that or she cooking food at the Waffle House. Because, you know, that's what the lesbians do, nigga hibachi.
They're in TSA.
It's either that or at a baseball game, we'll see. Or something.
Yeah. Baseball game or TSA.
Yeah, or playing Call of Duty.
You know, be a lot of studs at TSA.
Negro hibachi, a.k.a. Waffle House.
My sister just got a job at TSA.
Your sister works at TSA? Yeah, it's a lot of studs at TSA.
Keep your hands to empty your pockets.
Yeah, with fades and blowouts.
Yeah, she's struggling because she's a veteran.
Is this a bottle of water?
I'm thirsty. Yeah.
She's struggling because she's a veteran. So she's like, I was looking out for real danger. This is the dumbest job ever.
Do they still get, if they find weed, do they do anything?
It's up to them. I think it's totally up to them. Like, you know what? I feel like getting high on my lunch break.
I'm in LAX. They tried to get me. I had a little bag on
LAX?
At LAX.
Fuck.
Brought two cops over, tried to scare me.
Jesus. Really?
And then the cops was like, get the fuck out of here. I was like, thank you, officer.
Because they can see it in the x-ray. It's how you treat them during that
process.
That's
what I was about to say. Were you being a dick? What happened? What were you doing?
Like, fuck with you or not.
Gotcha.
Were you being a dick?
Hold on.
Because that makes no... LAX... They brought cops?
I heard it, yeah. I thought in California there was
being a dick.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Knowing me and the patience I don't have at that specific airport,
LAX.
Oh, yeah. They probably tried to make me sweat because I am a fucking asshole at the airport. Nigga, I don't even whisper no more when I'm complaining. I mean, look at this motherfucker here.
Yeah.
I mean, that volume.
Yeah.
Nigga,
I'm
take
that way
your shoes
because...
off. Put them in the basket. Do y'all niggas not fly? Like, what the fuck?
Like, I'm pre-check, man. You gotta,
I got pre-check
now.
And
but
I'm still mad.
No, you got to get clear, too.
I got clear.
I'm fucking with clear.
I got clear, but I don't like them read my eyes like it's Tom Cruise and Myron.
Well, it's that or Funky Feet America.
Nah, but, man. Like, I got pre... Don't you try to test me. I got that pre-check. Don't you fuck around. I got my KTN. I got my KTN number.
But I want to get pre-check.
It's only $84.
Yeah,
it's only $84
to get.
Stop telling people that it's going to get crowded.
Oh yeah, no.
Shit expensive, yo.
It's expensive.
You gotta know somebody that knows somebody in order to get to that shit. You know what I mean? Like, it used to be $85. That's back in the day what Derek talking about. TSA pre-check now
$185.
Like, if you want it, hit me up and I'll put you on. But you gotta go through me.
Yeah, you get pre-check off the back of a truck now.
Yeah.
10 easy payments.
I like when that line be short than a month. I love seeing the turnstile to for regular
when
people.
When I get through TSA in 2 minutes, I call people. Mom, you ain't gonna believe this shit.
So my homegirl works for Delta. There's an app that tells you real time how long each line is.
Okay.
So you could time it out. Like, if you're really that type of person, you could, like,
I'm about to be that.
Here's the one thing I don't like.
Your cab.
Here's the one thing I don't like about pre-check in some airports. They try to hide it. So there'll be, like, multiple entries. Like, oh, if you came through these four airlines, here go the line right here to go through security. If you went through these four airlines, here go the line. You'd be like, we're pre-check.
I just like how they treat you.
Pre-check over there. And it's like, well, why don't you have it at both? Why do I got to walk across the airport to save my time?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, here sometimes doesn't do anything.
Huh?
Because you're not taking your shoes off.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, I mean, I don't know. I know what it is. I'm like, hey, I'm in a group. I want to be treated special. Don't
Vegas one. I have clear. They gave me like a hard time about when I was leaving Vegas for some reason. It like didn't save any time, and they were like giving me. I forget what it was. It was a name mismatch or some shit.
Yeah.
You know what they be giving me a hard time about, and I really don't like it because sometimes the lotion on my I got terrible eczema, so I got a lotion to stay from being dry, and they'll be like acting like I got a bomb on my hands. I knew you got to stand here. Stand right here, and they put the little thing on your hand, and they gotta test it. I'm like, nigga, I don't have.
Yep. And I make it hard for them. I never forget one time when my youngest daughter was a newborn, like 3-4 months old. We flew to Atlanta. I had the baby strapped to my chest, and they're gonna tell me they need to do a second screening of me. So they're like, "Is there anybody that could take the baby?" Nope. And they was like, "But there was a lady that you." Nope. I don't know who you're talking about. If you want to check me. Take the baby out this case, wake the baby up, take them out. I'm not fucking helping you. You know what I mean? Like, and they was like, all right, well, look, you can leave the baby in the thing. Oh, so now the baby don't got to come out because you got to do it. The baby don't got to come out.
Yeah.
Now it's like, all right, well, look, we just need to check inside your waistline of your pants. So I just undid my pants and let them fall to my ankles. I'm standing in TSA pre-check in my boxers with a sleeping baby on my chest, like, do it. And they're like,
go ahead.
Sir, pick your pants up, sir.
Nah, you told me to drop them.
You got to see. And that's the thing. We didn't want you to drop child. We just needed to, well, what's going to make, like, if you honestly think that there's something in my pants with this baby on me, wouldn't you want to see everything? Like, why are you embarrassed? Because there's a man standing here and everybody can see what you're doing? Like, fucking deal with that.
Fuck out of here.
You have pre-check and they're still giving you a hard time. Like
I didn't have it back then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't have it back then. I just had this baby on my chest.
Like, I hate when that happens.
Don't you hate when that happens?
I hate when I have a baby on my
chest. Wake up with a baby on your chest.
Like,
where the fuck
does
this baby
get?
Come from?
Yeah. Just one of those days.
Yeah.
I fuck with Dave. Dave is great.
Yeah, man.
Dave has a funny level of asshole. Yeah. I've seen it. I've seen you work it. I'm like, I support it all the way.
Because you got to be really fucking up for me to lean. It's like, and it's definitely on some, like,
nice
you know
guy,
what? I got time today. Let's
and I'll
do
be
it.
Watching when that happens. I'll be like, because I'm not the dude to say calm. Only when it's fights.
Yeah. Right?
We're too grown to fight.
Yeah.
But my God, if we could just get some little, make some people awkward. Let's make them awkward.
That's pretty fun.
Let's make them fuck these niggas' heads up.
I got into one of these fights in Baltimore, and T tried to blame me for this shit.
I'm listening. So yes.
What happened?
I'm at the port. I finish up one show, standing out front, meeting and greeting everybody that's coming out the show.
Nice.
Dude walks up and jumps in the circle like, yo, any of y'all wear cologne?
I think I might know who you're talking about.
So, but that's already about that. He's about to try to sell.
It was Mike Figgs.
Yo, what's up? You sell cologne?
I got cologne.
I got cologne, Poppy.
That's him.
Yeah.
That's really him.
Oh, yeah. He was on here a couple weeks ago talking about how he would buy girls popcorn at Barbie movies.
Yeah, you go, babe. Like it's some cool shit.
Yo, what's going on? Yo, what's up, mommy? You want some popcorn? I got a hookup. I got the hookup code from medium to large. I can give you like half of that.
That's him.
I'm like Fat Andrew Schultz. What's going on over there?
Very great. Thank you, Robbie.
Let me holler at you, mommy.
I didn't know it was going to be this good. This nigga Robbie is great. I fuck with this nigga Robbie, man.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. This nigga's great.
So the dude comes up and he's like, yo, do y'all, any of y'all want to buy some cologne?
Okay.
Now, someone had literally just gave me a handshake with a $20 bill in it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I'm
like, you got tipped. That's
dope. Right. So I'm like, you know what? Do you happen to have replica? And he's like, no, it ain't no replica shit. And I'm like, no, not replica shit. It's called replica, Mason Margiela. Do you have replica by Mason Margiela? He's like, oh, no.
Yeah, man, get your punk ass out
of here. Right,
here
you go. Here you go. I don't have no Mason Margiela, no Gucci, no none of that. And I'm like, all right. But if you allow me, I make these myself. I was like, hey, I'm good. I really was only looking for Mason Margiela. That was it, you know. Oh, so now it's just fuck me, huh?
Yeah,
I'm trying to show you what I made personally.
Hate that.
So then
he goes, you put yourself out there, dude. You jumped in the circle. You're trying to sell something.
Right.
Don't fucking act like, you know who I hate that with? The guys on the street.
Yeah.
Who are like hand out stuff. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like when you're like, and then like, oh, well, I guess. And it's like, well, yeah, because you're fucking bombarding me on the goddamn street.
Like, bro, you're trying to capitalize on my let out.
Cap. Dude,
there's a let out. You see people, you want in on this money that's flowing around. Oh, everybody's in a good mood. People are tipping. They laughing. They drinking.
Yeah.
You saw dollar signs.
Yeah.
So you came over, jumped in the circle, and said, hey, does anybody want to buy cologne? To which I tried to buy cologne.
You didn't have it.
Didn't have the cologne that I was looking for.
Right.
Okay, fine. Sorry, that's where this conversation ends.
Yep.
For this motherfucker. He was so hurt by the rejection of me not wanting to look at his homemade,
homemade
spices. Right
out of here, Tyler Durden.
So,
the fuck are you doing?
This motherfucker goes like, so let me get this straight. You the comedian, right? You the comedian, right? And I'm like, yeah.
I hate Baltimore.
So what if I was to just be like, oh, it's not Dave Chappelle? Well, then I don't want to fucking see it then. I'm like, Yeah, that happens a lot.
That happens a lot.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, well, you on some real shit, as black man to black man, because this is a problem. We don't support each other. I hope people treat you and your art the way you just treated
what
me and my
fuck?
Art.
Your art? Nigga, this is art? Get
right.
the fuck out of here, man.
So,
also, it's like people do that. People bark on the street and you get that all the time. You're
right.
Like, well, what the fuck, man?
So
you know?
Now, this is where I go into full asshole mode.
Okay. Let's go.
I pulled the money out of my pocket. Damn, and I had the money in my pocket just here. And now you definitely not getting a sale now. You know what I mean?
Holy shit.
I would have lost it.
He
that
would have
been a
it.
Run down the block. So, I would have ran down the block laughing.
Now this motherfucker gonna pull his money out. Let me show you something. People can give me $20 all day long.
Oh, he
and
doing
like,
that.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you could have had another.
But
20. Now and you're missing all the sales because you over here
yelling at me.
Fucking with me, right?
And how to react to that?
He got mad. He said some other dumb shit, but I kept curving because he tried to talk to somebody else. When he did the whole like
He tried to loop somebody in.
No. This is before he got the stud involved.
Okay. Oh, this is the story.
He tried to bring somebody else in. You know how when people be like, check this out, right? What if I was to say, I had, like, but he tried to, I was the audience, but he knew he wasn't going to get nothing out of me. So when he goes to this other comedian, like, check this out. What if I was to say, and I was just like, hold on, time out. He's not on your side. And he's like, what? I'm like, he's not with you. I'm just saying, no. Make your point without using him. Go ahead. Make your point, but don't put on the show for him. And that's where, again, he got frustrated because it's like, I'm not letting you. You can't win people over here.
You gotta block
them out. This is my audience.
Yeah.
Block
them
out.
These are my people. No one's on your side.
God damn.
So he got mad, walked over by the door, and he was hanging out with this stud, and he go, yo, you want to buy some cologne? So I hear him doing a pitch over there, and he moved the shit over. So then I hear Shorty go, why you got it in weed bag?
Oh, fuck, dude. That's awesome.
So,
hey, Quan, write some shit like that.
So,
anyway, I'm just fucking around.
I hear this nigga going.
His name was DeQuavius.
Yeah, it was something like that. But I hear him getting upset with the stud now.
What? This ain't no fucking weed bag.
And he barking at her
this
the
right
same
outside,
way.
This in the wharf.
This in front of the port.
In That's front crazy. Of the port.
He's barking at her the same way he was barking at me.
At the fucking port.
And I'm like, bro, it's. Well, and I didn't get to say this, but I already know your presentation is wild.
Stinks.
Because I just watched you get into fights with two different people.
Right.
Trying to sell this cologne.
He's just trying to get
so,
in a fight.
So that's when I told him, and that's just where I fucked up, because now I'm antagonizing from it. I said, look at him over there about to fuck up another sale.
This was on, you said this on stage?
No, we in front of the club. In front of the club.
I wish me and my role could have teleported
this
right
is where,
to where you was at.
This is where the shit gets
so
get
we could have just... Oh, we got a pile drive this nigga.
Now this nigga feelings really hurt. Hey, yo, no. You see him fucking with me? Because I was over here minding my business. And you fucking with me, right?
Oh,
you fucking with me. No, you saw him, right? So now, and the stud is with him. Hey, homie, nah, ain't nobody fucking up sales over here, right? Like, they both came with that aggressive energy.
Okay.
So I'm like, and then Tiana's like, yo, it's jokes. We're comedians. We joking. Nah, but I left it alone.
Nah, I was giving him a look.
Okay.
And the stud was like, what's with your face?
Ooh.
And I was like, because we're joking.
Well, yeah, that was after I walked off. Because I went inside. I was like, come on, T, let's go inside where the jokes is at. And T was like, nah, I'm going to stay out here and fight
here
these
you
motherfuckers.
Go now.
Well,
you want to slice and dice.
He was being ridiculous.
Yeah, so.
He was being ridiculous.
What was the funny thing about it was the stud, she was coming to the show.
Oh,
she was coming to the next show.
Oh, this
show.
Is good. You should open with this shit, nigga. This is great.
The stud is sitting in the front row.
Oh, shit.
And
okay.
I don't know whether she knew, like, I'm the headliner.
Challenge.
Yes. But it's just so funny to watch.
God, I love comedy.
Guest spot, feature, then here come my black ass. And now you watch the stud don't want to laugh. You watch her. She tapped the nigga next to me. Because, you know, we just had a little altercation out front.
Wow.
Man, when I'm telling you, I performed, like, over this bitch.
Okay.
Right.
And, like... You even T saw it. It's on camera because we filmed it.
It didn't take that long.
The first like two or three jokes, she'd want to sit there with an attitude. But it got to be so funny by joke three. You watch her. Afterwards, she want to come up. Yo, you funny as shit. Right? I'm like, all right. So I go ahead and dap her. And this is where she's so Joe for this shit. I dap her. She's like, damn, son, you man strong. I'm still a girl.
She
like,
Joe
you
as
can't
shit
dap
that.
Me like that. Like,
Joe as
I'm,
shit for that.
I know I dress like a nigga. I'm a nigga bitch, man. You can't.
You can't just shake my hand all hard like
Baltimore!
That.
I love the city of Baltimore.
Baltimore is fucking nuts, dude.
Baltimore is insane.
She played that with me, too, because after the whole thing where you left story. And I was fighting with the dude,
yeah,
she was trying to break it up, and I was on her side. So she was like, listen, I'm like one of you. This was her saying she's like a comic. Give me a hug. And I was like, I don't do hugs. I'll give you a handshake. And she gave me two fingers like yeah. this. And I was like, you're going to do me like that? Give me a handshake.
Yeah, man.
And then I gave her a handshake and she was like, oh, my hand. It's a firm shake. Man. I was like, yeah,
people in Baltimore got something else going on, bro.
Well,
it's in the water.
Because it's like, it's at this point, it's on you. If you want to sit on the outside and what do you call it? Rally with that dude.
Right.
Go ahead. Everybody in here is for the jokes. Joke. Everybody here is for the jokes.
Just for the jokes.
You're not going to. And that was the thing. I think she really thought it was like, you really thought she was going to sit here in the front row and stone face me?
You thought that was going to affect me? Yeah.
I performed over to the point where she looked around and seen everybody else laughing and was like, well, shit, I guess we laughing too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I want to have a good time. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's great, though. That shows you're a great comedian, though, that you want to run.
You're a great comic, dude.
Yeah,
man. That's a testament to great stand-up.
100%.
A presence.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Well, I can point out your wonderful friend's story. An asshole, and an hour later, you hanging out with me asking for hugs.
You're able to turn someone in the front row that fucking hates you. That's pretty good. That's
you
pretty turned good, man.
You turn her. You probably could have fucked. Anyway, yeah, I'm just joking. I'm joking.
Honestly, maybe.
DeQuavius. Yeah. Shout out to that nigga DeQuavius selling those perfumes.
Yeah.
DeQuavius selling his perfumes out of weed bags.
Give him a break.
Yeah, man. That's why they was in weed bags. That's why they was in weed bags. He's a little spectral.
Sense to rub into each other.
Yep. Can't sense social cues.
That was fantastic. Like, yeah. You must well end the show
story.
On that.
Yeah, man.
In the show, nigga. That shit.
Yeah, this was a good show, man. Robbie, thank you for coming on, man.
This was a blast.
Yeah, tell
the
people one more time where they can find you if they're looking for you online and social media, all that stuff.
At Robbie Goodwin on Instagram and Twitter. What about Rob the podcast? We had a bunch of great comics on. Love to have you guys on sometime. Chicago this weekend, and I'll be at Skankfest.
Skankfest. These final laps of the back to school tour are coming up, man. Catch us all at Skankfest September 29th October 2nd. Mm-hmm. And then that following week, we'll be wrapping it up in St. Louis. Ooh. Please get your tickets now. We are working on some new dates for 2024.
A lot of new dates. Not even like a little bit of dates. A lot of dates. It's going
to
be good.
I want to start saying stuff now, but I can't.
Let's not. Let's keep it.
I'm excited.
Keep it to yourself.
Yeah. Got to learn to do that. Yeah. All right. Toto Tower, close us out. Say goodbye.
There you go, Jorge.
Yeah. I forgot I had something prepared this time. Dang it. High Society Radio, Thursdays on Gas, Mondays on YouTube.
My nigga, Jorge.
See you later.
Hey, Jorge.
Yes, make sure you follow us and subscribe. No Need for Apologies across all social. Join us on live on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And if you're cheap and watching this on YouTube, we should be seeing you at the live show. You should not
September
be
17th.
Watching this live. You should be at NFA Gas.
Yeah.
Gas Live.
If you're watching this like live at the 7:30 premiere, realize like you fucked up if you're in New York. We're at Ludlow Street like right now.
Ludlow Street.
A fucking dope party right now.
Ludlow Street having a good old time at the Vigoist.
All right. Derek, say goodbye to the people.
You know what it is. It's the great boy. TheGreatBoy. Instagram, Twitter, and all that shit. Just hit me up if you want to talk from Instagram. And I'm probably not going to answer your DM. But anyway, love you.
All right, man, and I'm the God, so, you know, talk to me. I'll respond.
Eat your vegetables and talk to God.
Yeah. I answer prayers, okay?
And check out Pastors Eat Pussy.
And pastors.
Please. It is worth it.
For DeQuavius.
Audible. Go to audible.com. They have nothing to do with this podcast.
Yeah, bye.
Audible.com. I will see if I can get affiliate marketing and start driving more people your way.
Yeah.
But audible.com. Pastors Eat Pussy.
Pussy
too.
With a W.
All right.
Pussy with a W in it.
It'll change your fucking life, guys. No Need for Apologies. Let's go.
Yeah.
This episode of No Need for Apologies was performed in front of a studio full of people that were half listening while they were working on something else.